The Sentai Review, Episode 33, 2002, Super Sentai. Welcome to Fandom Night!
Ninja Storm, Ranger Form!
Ha! Ninja Storm, Ranger Form! Ha!
It's Morphin Time!
Wrong series!
I'm sticking with it!
Kikoha! Because I got nothing else! I might as well kill you with Paradox Beams!
Reploid Bill, William Bush!
It's close enough to ninjas!
We have TN in the house today.
Well, I can't say whatever the crap the Shadow Clone Jutsu's actually
Kage no Bushin no Jutsu.
Yeah, there we go. That thing. Poof, now there's five of me. Deal with it.
Scott Action Jackson.
Shane McCree Protagon.
Yeah, the Nick the Paladin guy.
All right, we are continuing the Sentai. We are on 2002. For anybody that wants to see this on YouTube or take this audio file with them to listen to at a later time.
Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. All right guys, I'll leave you alone.
Guys,
now it's time for Shane to butcher the name.
It almost seems like we should make this like a sideshow. Shane's butchering.
No. Shane's butchering would mean we're butchering you.
There you go.
Shane butchering count.
2002, Ninpu, Sentai, Hurricanger.
Okay, so...
Hurricane Rangers. Ninpu.
No, it's Hurricane.
What in the name of balls?
Hurricane Injure.
You heard him.
Hurricanjure.
The name of balls.
Or, like you heard in the beginning of the show, this was our Ninja Storm.
This was our Ninja Storm.
Alright.
I have seen none of the American series.
Like I believe I said in a past episode, this was the first that I can remember that we
Green!
Is a samurai.
No, I'm fine. Yep, Green. He's my favorite right off the bat. Yep. He reminds me of our Green. That's it. Yeah. He's coolest ranger for me.
Hey, all right. So we can be done then, right? Yeah, great. All right. So let's give these guys a rating.
When the show started, there was only three rangers. Blue, red, yellow. The yellow is actually a guy not only in Japan, but here in America, and the blue is a female.
This was like you said, this is the first time that America got over itself and said guys can wear yellow.
I believe this is the first time we actually put a guy in yellow. And I think I'm right.
And then we got the what was it?
Thunder? Those are the Thunder. The Thunder Rangers. Rangers.
Thunder Ninja Rangers.
The blue is navy. So I want you to know
navy
that.
Navy blue.
Crimson.
Crimson red.
Crimson red, navy blue.
And then after that, we got the red samurai green ranger.
Red samurai green ranger?
Yeah.
It's to help promote the red samurai gear for iPhones and stuff, probably.
No. He was brought in and became the samurai green ranger.
Why'd you call him the Red Samurai Green Ranger?
Green Samurai Ranger.
He's got a mix of them.
Okay, I thought there was something in the story that I was way off on or something.
I thought they were just doing product placement.
They each controlled an element. The red was wind, yellow was earth, and blue was water. We just said the two navy...
Describe these rangers.
Wait.
Ninjas wearing helmets, wearing chainy mesh.
Alright,
yes.
Of all the things, red controls wind.
Yes.
That's stupid. This series already lost, like.
Dang, you just hate it.
Because of stupidity.
Okay, what are the.
Blue is water, Bill. Yellow is earth.
Okay.
Which are right spot on. Oh, the red guy! Yeah, you would think the red guy would use fire. Nah, that dude blows a gust at you.
Okay, so what do the others do?
Thunder, light, and thunder, obviously, those are the two, the navy and crimson. I don't know what...
Who are these guys?
They were, okay, when the show started, they were bad guys.
Okay.
They were being controlled. And kind of like what happened with Tommy, when they first appeared, they kicked the other Rangers' butts. A lot. All the time. They were stronger. They were lightning, thunder Rangers.
They look like they're a little cooler. They have, like, armor pieces.
Yeah.
Like, they still wear the same costumes these guys do, but they got, like, these knee pads and these gauntlets.
Pauldrons.
Yeah, pauldrons. And their chest looks a little armored compared to...
Well, the others are wearing.
Yeah.
Well, they also, eventually they became good guys, obviously, just like Tommy. The Green Ranger in our series is the son of their sensei, their master.
Who got turned into a hamster.
Who got turned into a guinea pig.
Guinea pig, yeah.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Rangers.
Right now they're being trained by a guinea pig. He's a guinea pig. He's like that.
Yeah, most series they were trained by a guinea pig.
Yeah, he's like that big. He's a guinea pig. And
taught by a guinea pig. Morphin time.
And the Green Ranger is the son of Guinea Pig Man. And
must
check
not
check out the green guy. He's the son of a guinea pig.
Must not let story influence score.
It's too late.
Sorry. remember how we said Time Force had a really interesting story?
This one failed.
This one wasn't good.
Holy crap!
This one.
The Japanese version might be different, though.
It might be different.
Might be different.
The American version is very bad.
Yes. Instead of a guinea pig, it might be a legit hamster.
Except for.
Or maybe a bunny rabbit.
I hate to say this. But the Red Ranger, his name in the show is Shane. I am the Red Ranger of Ninja Sword.
So he gets killed with fire then, right?
No, he doesn't die.
Okay.
Costumes. I don't like them at all. So
next.
Really, you describe them.
All right. Well, I already next, so.
Well, that's actually a better picture of the costume.
We kind of have some better ones later on, too.
The only thing to really say about these guys is remember the Ninja Rangers, picture those guys, but cut the sleeves off and add like a chain mesh on their arms and the female's legs under the skirt area.
Which is kind
of
cool.
Okay. Now, for the Green Ranger, take our Green Ranger shield, put it on him, extend it all the way down to the belt... And there, you pretty much have what he's wearing.
And like a ninja star symbol.
Yeah.
For the other guys over here, think of the same Rangers I just described, but add gold pauldrons, gold gauntlets, and gold knee pads there. These are the Rangers. Their colors are, there's a darky red guy, a darky blue guy.
Navy blue, crimson red, yellow.
A yellow, red, blue, and a green.
There you go.
And that is pretty much what you need to know, except for each one of them has a little symbol on their front. Like, the samurai guy has a star. The woman seems to have, like, is that a wave or a bird?
It might be a
whale's tail.
Whale tail.
It's a whale tail. Of course it does. So then what's this red guy have?
No clue.
Sure, that's a bird.
There you go.
Well, he's wind for some stupid reason.
They have symbols on their chests. I'm not going to... This is... It's kind of tough to explain what we're looking at.
I think the yellow has a lion.
There is a better look later on. So
next. That didn't help us. And that dude has a fro growing.
Yellow fro.
Doesn't
power.
Doesn't the American one kind of have one? No.
No, he has short hair. No. Yeah.
Next.
A lion on the Yellow Ranger.
Okay, the Yellow Ranger has a lion. On his chest, the blue has a whale tail, the red has like a bird thing,
the dark red
has a tree with two fallen apples, and the blue has the rebel symbol.
But this has some weird weapons.
Now, here we get into the...
You're looking for.
Here are the weapons. The yellow gets a smashing hammer... The blue gets...
a megaphone.
A fucking megaphone.
Yeah.
The red's got a guitar.
You know you love it, Bill.
The red's got... yeah, the red's got a chainsaw guitar.
Yeah!
The green has the samurai sword. The dark blue has like a pike thing. And the dark red has one of those crossy ninja giant stars. Next!
Oh, they also have, at least, except for the green one, they all have swords on their backs.
Yes, they all have the same swords that we saw in the Alien Rangers. Next!
There's them sitting in their...
their massive zord when they combine them all.
Next! They...
yes, those are ears.
Yep, I'm done!
Brother.
What?
I officially hate these people.
They can all hear stuff. Next.
And we're back.
Okay.
Coolest Ranger.
1.5 is my rating.
Coolest Ranger, I'm going green.
Because the green.
I'm actually going with the blue.
I don't.
You're
really
going
care
blue?
For the Beetleborg.
So
Rangers.
We have two green, one blue.
Female green. Blue. Female blue.
Green. Okay. Green won our popularity contest this run. Wow.
I kind of felt like the green was out of place.
Green looked a hell of a lot better than the rest of them, and he didn't.
What
put
were
on
you?
Stupid ear thing.
What did you say?
1.5, only because. Of
ouch.
The green. The ear was what caused it.
I didn't like the series.
I liked the chainmail.
1.5 on YouTube?
Yeah, I didn't like this one.
But the
you?
Ears.
You do know we're voting on
costumes.
Costumes.
I didn't like their costumes at all.
Weapons count as part of the costume,
okay.
Bill. When you attach stupid, goofy rubber ear, so that way you can hear better. Yo. God.
I'm going with 2.5.
Without seeing that terrible ear picture, I think these guys look kind of cool. I liked the Ninja Rangers, and I don't think these guys look that much worse. Like, their costumes are not terrible. I'm going to go, like, 3.4. It's not really going to save anything, but...
it's because of the ear, Bill. I'm sorry.
These guys just got a 2.23.
Still better than the Baby Bip Rangers.
Hey guys, did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomNight.com. At FandomNight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomNight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.